Regarding psi, we can assume one of two things. One, every single instance of psi is a direct interference in nature, presumably by a divine power from outside the universe, or, two, the universe permits more entanglement than the materialist paradigm does. The second assumption creates many fewer problems than the first. We do not need to assume that every time a middle-aged bus driver beats the odds in a psi experiment, the universe has been invaded from the outside, let alone that, as undirectional skeptics have often insisted, science is in danger, or that religion is invading science, or that a new dark age is upon us. Research can determine the circumstances under which entanglement can occur above the quantum level, resulting in apparent action at a distance. Does non-materialism mean anti-materialism? Materialist ontology draws no support from contemporary physics and is, in fact, contradicted by it. Mario Beauregard. For scientifically minded people seeking a rational basis for the belief that truly ethical action is possible, James's epigram, "Volitional effort is effort of attention," must replace "cogito ergo sum" as the essential description of the way we experience ourselves and our inner lives. The mind creates the brain. We have the ability to bring will, and thus attention, to bear on a single nascent possibility struggling to be born in the brain, and thus to turn that possibility into actuality and action. Jeffrey M. Schwartz and Sharon Begley, The Mind and the Brain. The 2006 annual question from leading materialist think tank The Edge was, "What is your dangerous idea?" 117 responses poured in, almost all from materialists of note. Reading them over, one is struck by how undangerous the ideas actually are. The faculty lounge will only yawn at the idea that we are nothing but a pack of neurons, Ramachandran quoting Crick, or that there are no souls, Bloom, Horgan, Provine, or that there is no free will, Dawkins, Metzinger, Shirky, or that the self is a zombie, Clark. No one will perk up on hearing that the natural world is all there is, Smith, that God is probably a fairy tale, Weinberg, or that everything is pointless, Blackmore. Not only are these ideas not dangerous in contemporary academe, they're not even surprising or interesting, or at this point, particularly well supported.